That's right. It's time to jump in the 2SER time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happening on today's day. Today being the 16th of April. Just what's going on this day in history. On today's date in the year 73 AD, Masada, a Jewish fortress situated on an isolated rock plateau on the eastern edge of the Judean desert, fell to the Romans after several months of siege, ending the First Jewish-Roman War. The Jewish rebel leader Flavius Josephus claimed that the siege ended with the mass suicide of the 960 Sicarii rebels who were hiding there in the fortress, who drew lots and killed one another down to the last man, rather than kill themselves with their own hands, which of course would have been a sin, although the archaeological evidence is shaky at best. Today's date in 1746, the Battle of Culloden took place between the French-supported Jacobites and the British Hanoverian forces commanded by William Augustus, Duke of Cumberland, in Scotland. After the battle, many Highland traditions were banned and the Highlands of Scotland were cleared of inhabitants. The shooting of a Maori individual by an English sailor resulted in the opening of the Whanganui campaign of the New Zealand Wars today in 1847. 1912, Harriet Quimby became the first woman to fly an airplane across the English Channel on April 16th. Vladimir Lenin returned to Petrograd today in 1917 from his exile in Switzerland. Albert Hofmann today in 1943 accidentally discovered the hallucinogenic effects of the research drug LSD, accidentally absorbing a small amount of the drug through his fingertips after synthesizing it in his lab. That must have been one hell of an exciting work day. He intentionally took the drug 3 days later on April 19th as the world's first intentional LSD trip. As part of World War II, the Red Army began the final assault on German forces around Berlin today in 1945, with nearly 1 million troops fighting in the Battle of Silo Heights. In a nationally broadcast speech, Cuban leader Fidel Castro declared that he is a Marxist-Leninist and that Cuba was going to adopt communism today in 1961. Dr. Death, Jack Kevorkian, on April 16 in 1990, participated in his first assisted suicide. A champion of the euthanasia movement and believer in the rights of terminally ill patients to die via physician-assisted suicide, he eventually claimed to have assisted 130 patients to that undiscovered country. The Australian Army's Special Operations Command began a 4-day chase of the North Korean ocean freighter Pong Su off the coast of Lawn, Victoria today in 2003 after it was suspected of dropping off a shipment of $160 worth of heroin. And finally in 2007, Sung Hoi Cho gunned down 32 people and injured 17 more before committing suicide in what became known as the Virginia Tech shooting. And some famous birthdays for us this morning. Charlie Chaplin, born 1889. Spike Milligan, 1918. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is 74 today. And Martin Lawrence is turning 56. And some famous musos as well. Dusty Springfield, born 1939. Jerry Rafferty, 1947. Selena Quintanilla, 1971. Akon is 48 today. And Chance the Rapper, turning 28 as well. Track going out though to Peter Garrett of Midnight Oil, 68 today. Midnight Oil, of course, always a political band, and Garrett rolled that into environmental activism and a stint with Labour from 2004 to 2013. Still a much beloved act today, winner of 11 ARIA Awards, and Garrett, of course, one hell of a dancer. going out on the Dead Hearts, Midnight Oil, on this day in history.